This is TWiT.
This is ISS Spotter. ISS stands for the International Space Station.
This is the most interesting thing you've played with all
week. Yes, okay. It is. I was in the woods most of the week.
The International Space Station.
So there it is, traveling. So, hey guys, in Frederickson.
New Brunswick.
You just
flying right over you.
Minto.
Look how fast
Chapman.
It moves. Look at that. That thing's trucking.
So you can see when it's going, where it is at any time. If you want to see, like if you get lost in the map and you're like, where is it? You press this little lock here and then it'll just lock right there. So you can just watch it.
Oh, so fly. It moves. The map moves with it. Nice. Mm-hmm. So always centered.
Yeah. It is if you have it locked. If
so
not,
why do we care where the International Space Station is?
Well, because if you can see it. You can actually see it.
If you look at sunrise or sunset. How about in the middle of the night, John?
The sun will not hit it.
So you got to get it so the sun's hitting it, so it's off. And then bounces it off of it into your eyes. So otherwise, it's just this dark thing in the dark sky. You don't see it. It doesn't have lights of its own. Is what we're saying.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because it is moving pretty fast across the night sky. So we got all excited about this when we discovered that we could do this with this app.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa says, oh, it's coming. It's going to be over. Let's take a picture. And then I found out it comes over every 90 minutes. It's not like it's
you can't see it
a once-in-a-lifetime event. But, yeah, you want to time it. First of all, it's not always going over you. It's moving. It's precessing through the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But also... you do have to get it kind of at just the right time so the sun will hit it so you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it does, it looks like a very bright object, a star moving really rapidly across the sky.
A very fast, bright plane, sort of.
Yeah.
In the sky.
But you can tell it's not a plane, though.
Yeah, you can.
Because it's moving a lot faster, for one thing.
And it's brighter.
Yeah. It only takes a few minutes to cross the whole sky.
Yeah. So.
I like this. What's it called?
It's called ISS Spotter.
Spotter.
I think there's something just interesting to know that it's up there. Like, we hear about all these things in space, and just to go out and see it. I don't know. Like I said, I spent the week with 14-year-olds, 13 and 14-year-olds. There are people inside there flying over. And
Russians.
I don't know. My kids get... I get excited because they got excited. They all, like, went out.
Oh,
they
it's
were,
so cool.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we did it. Because it's great to get kids excited about space flight and space travel. We want to get them excited.
So my son actually showed me this app. And so he has it set. He has an alarm set so that he knows to go outside at these certain times. So these are stars
nice.
Like on October.
How good it'll be.
On October 10th at 7:38, it's going to be 3 stars.
That's perfect because it's sunset. Yeah.
And then you can set alarms according to, you can share the alarms
and
with
now,
your friends.
Don't think that that's the time for where you live because it's different.
Right. This has my GPS.
This is Northern California. Yeah.
And so here are all the settings. So you can have an alarm that's 5 minutes or you want to prepare for an hour.
Do we still, John, have our Raspberry Pi ISS above signaler?
Oh.
Yeah. So this thing goes off whenever the ISS is above us.
So maybe like you only want the peak elevation to be 10 degrees.
That's relevant too. Yeah. If you're on a mountain versus,
And then this is auto locate.
Not you, that's the ISS. Peak elevation.
Yeah.
Actually 10 degrees is pretty low in the sky. You might want a little bit higher.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's say you want to tell your cousin in Anaheim.
You can do that too?
You can choose a custom location.
Send cousin in Anaheim. Yes. Say, hey, good
time
news.
Time format, TLE source, the TLE
What's that?
Source. Great question. Celestrak, Amstat, SpaceTrack.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Someone in the chat room probably knows what
that's
those
time limited
are.
Extensions. That's the source of. No, I'm making that
time
up.
Time limited extensions.
I don't know what it is. Total length of era.
And then some.
Event. Total length of event. Okay. John knows. He's making it up too.
All these quick facts. Here's what it looks like. How many people are living there? Normally 3 to 6 people stay at the ISS.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
So some good facts here. And then this is free, but you can donate 99 cents or $2.99 if you want. But it will always be free. There's no extra features you get.
We've had the guy on the new Screensavers who created ISS Above, which is really neat. It's a little kit you can get with a Raspberry Pi. Does it have a light that goes off, John? Is that what happens?
Yes.
Okay, a little light. Where is it? Is it in your office?
Yes.
It's in John's office. So John, at any moment, might leap up and say, the plane!
Yes.
The plane!
So the developer of ISS Spotter is Martin Van Mierlo.
Hello, Martin.
Thank you.
I think that's really neat. I agree. And it's fun. What you want to do, you can just use this yourself to figure out a really good time, you know, a 3-star time to see it, and then say, kids, make it a big deal. That's what we did with Michael. And it was really fun. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's the space station.
Yeah. Yep. My kids get, they all get on Hangouts together with, and then they're all looking at it.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow, they're nerds. That's
total
nice.
Total nerds.
I love that.